Softball and baseball season is in full swing. We've had about 2 weeks now. Fort Dodge softball is off to a hot start here. Joining me to talk about it is Coach Andy Adams on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner on Sunday 99.7, yourfortdodge.com. Coach, been a couple of weeks. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much, Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, we've seen a couple of weeks worth of your season now at this point, and I've been out and seen you guys in person a few times. We've had some of your games. We sit here now, Coach, and really it's been kind of one of those deals where when you've played a one-game set or you've played the first game of a doubleheader, you've won, and the games you've dropped have been in the second game of a doubleheader. We're starting to see now Lucy Porter, the eighth grader, that's pitching more for you in the second game of the doubleheader. Is she starting to solidify that role as the starter in game number two when you're playing two?
It's kind of hard to say. I mean, we pick our pitchers based on – you know, who do we play? Who, you know, what kind of spins do we need? What type of pitches do we need? And, you know, obviously from what we've seen, every team that we're facing, which is, you know, a ranked team of some sort, is going to hit the ball. And that's, you know, we're seeing that everywhere. And it's not just our team, but it's every team that we're seeing with the scores, how people are going to hit the ball. And, you know, we're very fortunate in having, you know, Jalen and the, you know, for obviously pitching the first game, and we can't, you know, people keep asking me, why don't you just pitch her both? Well, you can't.
Right.
You can't pitch, you know, that hard with that much spin all of the time and not expect to get fatigued or, you know, injured. And that's definitely not what we want.
Right.
And our other pitchers understand that, and they're all willing, you know, from Haley to Lydia to Lucy. You know, we've got lots of, you know, pitchers that we're developing and working with. And yes, she's doing a fabulous job. She's, you know, got some definite off speeds that, you know, and some spins that work. She's a competitor. She gets right in there. And, you know, again, a lot of times too, you know, like when Haley's pitching, you know, you take out, you know, my best third baseman. And so, yes, people can fill in spots and do a pretty good job, but the ball's going to get hit. You know, and, you know, a lot of times Lydia, she does such a great job of keeping it low, moving it around. And, you know, she got squeezed, you know, quite heavily when we were down in Ankeny. But she also knows that you can't control the umpires. And we always say you just have to adjust. And, you know, that's just kind of the thing that we're working with. The girls are confident right now. They're playing well. They're pitching well. You know, we're you know, having them throw against our hitters in practice because, you know, our hitters will do some damage. So, it's helping both.
Sure.
So we're making it work.
Sure, absolutely. Andy Adams is my guest, the head coach of Fort Dodge softball. Dodgers are sitting at 6-3, going into a two-game set in a Saturday tournament today, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. Coach, you know, through the first nine games of the season, you and I have talked several times after games, and one of the things we have come back to is just how dominant Jalen has been for you. In the circle, she's been great. 5-0, ERA is less than 0.60, microscopic at the plate. You know, you told me the other day that you heard that I said that her stance and her swing is like Tony Gwynn, and I do say that because that is kind of the way it does remind me. She came in with a lot of expectations as a nominee for Gatorade State Player of the Year, and she's delivering on everything everybody expected.
I think so. You know, Jalen, and a lot of people will say they put the time in and they put the work in, you know, and I know for a fact, obviously, because she's my child, that, you know, Jalen's pitched, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of hours, you know, to work at her craft, and that's in both hitting and pitching. And to get to where she needs to be, she understands the regimen. She understands that what she needs to do as far as the prep before even, you know, warming up, different things like that. And she's absolutely taken it to a different level this year. I've had a lot of coaches, you know, comment on that. But, you know, she and I both know, you know, one mistake here and there, you know, it can cost you because you've got girls that can just swing the bat and just hit homers, you know, at any given time. And so she continues to work at it. She continues to know and understand what she needs to do. She's been slumping a little, you know, at the plate and just kind of trying to get, you know, take on, I think, you know, too much of the pressure and, you know, try to take it in too much. But I told her, you know, one game at a time, you know, you are 17 and you don't have to, you know, win the world, you know, at any point in time. You know, you just had to take one pitch at a time, whether you're batting or pitching, and just do what you know how to do since you were little.
Yeah, yeah, and you definitely can see that, you know, it's the work and routine that she's in, and she's in a groove for sure. We talk about expectations with Jalen. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about some expectations of an eighth grader, Mariah Myers, and I'll be honest with you. I came in, I had heard everything that you guys had said about her. I knew she had a world of potential, but I tempered my expectations, Coach, because she's an eighth grader. I had tempered expectations. She has blown my expectations absolutely out of the water, hitting over 400. She's driven in 14 runs, which is the lead on your club and among the top in the state. I don't think you could have asked for a hotter start out of an eighth grader than what you've gotten out of her.
Oh, for sure. Mariah's a worker. She absolutely loves the game. She's a competitor. She's, you know, basically in every single sport. And again, that's a shout out to kids. To if you want to be athletic, you need to do everything. You can't just focus on one thing. And she doesn't. She's a busy kid. She's very strong. She lifts often, and she's able to handle. It was funny because, you know, you were saying that your expectations were tempered. Well, you know, a lot of people are like, yeah, well, she can hit the 14 U pitching, but can she hit this? Well, yeah, she can.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, she's hitting elite level. You know, 14 pitching as she travels the country to play, and that's an opportunity. That's something that is a wonderful thing. And she's, again, she's a worker. She doesn't hit in one game. The next day, she's hitting for 2 hours. Some may feel that's excessive, but you know, in today's day and age, you've got kids who are very goal driven, and she has a goal of playing collegiate softball at the highest level. And who's to take that from her? You know what
sure.
I mean? Work is work, and so she does that. She puts it in, and. You know, in the field, she's gaining confidence at first. It's not a position that she's normally played, and a lot of people don't realize how tough first is. You're catching, you know, balls that are just flying, you know, as fast as possible to try to get the out. And, you know, she caught her second game right out the gate against Rank Johnston, a team that, you know, usually runs constantly. And I thought she did a fabulous job there. So she's definitely finding her role and with the team as well. And, you know, the girls just, you know, have welcomed her in, and y'all get along so well, and it's just good to see.
Yeah, and I thought you're right about how she caught was behind the plate against Johnson. I thought she was good, too. That kind of impressed me because, you know, I think we're both a little bit spoiled with how good T.K. Doster is behind the plate. I mean, she's as good as anybody. And then so I thought there would be a probable drop-off right there, and there wasn't much of a drop-off from what I saw game one with T.K. and then game two with Mariah behind the plate. So that certainly is something that I think bodes well for the future, probably at that position. Coach, you know, I want to talk somebody that I want to talk about because she's had a great start to the season through 2 weeks. I call her Dynamite because she's small but explosive. That's Martina Lowry hitting over 400 in these first 2 weeks.
Martina's she's just consistent. When she goes up to the plate, she's so calm and relaxed, and her demeanor is just like, you know, throw me what you got. And I honestly, she's such a, you know, a multifaceted player where she can bunt, she can hit for, you know, when we hit situational hitting, she, you know, runners at two and three, she'll go oppo, she'll hit for power, she'll hit, you know, line shots. I mean, she'll hit bombs. I mean, she's such a tough hitter to try to figure out. And the same goes for when she's playing second base. Tina's also caught a lot for us. Last year she caught a lot of the doubleheaders, but, you know, she's kind of found her niche, you know, back again at second. She's just so quick up the middle. I mean, when you got Tori Bennett on the other side who gets everything there, you got to have somebody on the other side who gets everything, in the, you know, on the, you know, there as well. And they're just so quick. And the both of them work together. It's going to be fun to see how many, hopefully, you know, double plays we can get as far as up middle and things like that. We've done some adjusting. But, yeah, Martina's just on fire right now in his zone, and it's fun to see her play.
Yeah, absolutely. She's been tremendous. And you mentioned, too, she's been really good in the field. I think she reacts to the ball really well. I think that's one of the things I've taken out of seeing her play second. I also think, Coach, that her year she's having at the plate has a lot to do with the tail end of last year. She really caught fire in the playoffs in the state tournament last year. And that home run against Ankeny Centennial late that gave you the lead in the state semifinals. I think she's just carrying over that confidence from last year.
There's no doubt, and you can see it too. I mean, when you can tell, you know, when kids are, you know, in that box and they have it, they're in the zone, and that's where Martina is right now. And again, that's also putting in the time. You know, there's a kid here that works. You know, she's lifting. She's doing what she needs to do to get better. And I know that she also would like to, you know, play collegiate softball as well. And, you know, she's getting some looks from some coaches and stuff like that. But, yeah, it was it's definitely working out in her favor, you know, the work that she's putting in. She's definitely getting it back.
Coach Andy Adams, Fort Dodge softball, is my guest. Coach, today you've got the defending 4A state champions winner set. Then you've got a ranked Johnston team that you split with a doubleheader. And then you'll go into a really heavy week here with two with Ankeny Centennial, two with Ames on Wednesday, and then one with Ballard on a Friday. So we actually will have the doubleheader on Wednesday against Ames and the Friday game, the solo game against Ballard, but no rest for the weary for sure. You guys are going to play a bunch of games in a bunch of days. You always do. And it starts with some really high level competition with Winterset and Johnston.
I know. It's every time we set up our schedule and look at it, it's like, man, this couldn't get any harder, but it does. And that's the point. I mean, if you have a team that's ranked, you know, in the top three, you need to do that, especially when you have everyone coming back. So you force what you can. The conference is what it is. You play your conference games, and then you play as many tough teams as you possibly can. If you have rainouts, you have coaches scrambling to say, hey, let's play each other, you know, constantly. I mean, we're not looking for wins. We're looking for high-level play and experience. That's definitely what we're looking for. And so if we need to, you know, get a hold of some club coaches and see if we can scrimmage, you know, toward the end of the season, whatever. But also it's nice to get the rest, you know, when it's needed. So I think we have a nice balance of the schedule. We're definitely preparing in every way, shape, and form that we can, even though people think, oh, it's a shoe and you have everybody back. It's so different at the 5A level when many, many teams now have girls who have not even played high school softball at all coming back from their clubs after traveling around the nation and saying, hey, you know, it's my senior year and I kind of want to play now. So we just got done at Centennial. They had nine seniors. Ankeny High has nine seniors. Waukee has nine seniors. It seems that everywhere we go, there's nine or 10 seniors that we're playing. And, you know, it's something that when you get to that level of play and then you have people coming back from playing club ball, it's a completely new team that you're getting ready for. Not everybody returns the same team.
Sure.
So we have to get ready for that. We make sure we prepare for whatever it is. And I'm telling you right now, if you look at the, you know, the World Series, you know, for college softball, I mean, it goes to show anybody can be beaten at any given time. Sure. So we're definitely trying to get ready for that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I laughed at that when you said that because I can't imagine that mentality because being a former coach, I know that you can't just roll it out and they're not going to lay down for you. You know what I mean? You can't just show up and win games. You got to go out there and get it. And I know that's been your mentality and the mentality of this team. And here's the thing. I think that people sometimes we're a little short-sighted when we say, well, why don't you pitch Jalen two times in the same day? Well, because we need Jalen in July. It doesn't matter if we lose in May and early June. We can't lose in late July. That's what the goal is. Ultimately, that's what the schedule's about. That's what you're managing for. And you and I both know that, but I think sometimes that gets lost on people.
I think so. And it doesn't mean, you know, no disrespect, but it's, you know, to anybody, but it's so much work. It's so much time. And these kids, they definitely put the time in, and they do so much other things. And you know, with school and volunteer work and working. And, I mean, they're busy. They're busy kids. It's not like they just wake up and then they do softball for 8 hours a day. It's not – it just doesn't – it doesn't work that way. So the time and effort that they're giving is everything that they have. And we're going against schools that, you know, have 1,500 to 2,000 more kids than we do.
Sure.
And the beauty of it is these kids never make that excuse. They don't care.
Right.
You know, I've got a kid, you know, I've got two kids under 100 pounds on my team, and they'll tell you right now, they'll go to war with anybody. They just don't care. They're bred that way. And I love it because it's what we've always been and it's what we continue to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, the mentality is it's a marathon and not a sprint. It's not about, you know, how fast you get out of the gate. It's how you finish here. And I know that that's what you're looking at, and that's what I'm looking at. Coach Andy Adams has been my guest here for Fort Dodge Softball. Coach, again, thank you for the time, and best of luck today against Winterset and Johnston.
Thank you so much, Rob. Appreciate it.